So, like, this makes it weirder, but, like, I know my sister listens to a lot of these.
Yeah.
If she's listening to this, she's probably like, all right, good.
Good for Shane.
Good. He's not one of these fucking degenerates out here watching T-porn like
that's
some
true,
sort
yeah.
of fucking
yeah.
psycho.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's good. That's a good angle to be like, Caitlin's a good boy, dude.
Yeah. Just a nice, just a good old American man jerking
did you,
off.
Did you see
American.
Vice Principals?
Yes.
Fucking A.
You're Ross. His older sisters beat the fuck out of him.
Ross. Yeah.
That's all I thought. Shit. Do you watch Vice Principals?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, God damn
it. Shane put me on in the second season. We saw the first one. I was putting it off. I'm like, I'll get around to it. I sat,
second
I watched the whole
so
thing.
So fucking funny.
All of it in one day.
Last episode was so funny. The beach trip.
Oh, fuck.
You gotta watch
it's it. Nick Swardson?
No, it's what's his Danny McBride.
And what's that guy's name?
Kenny
from the
Powers
Shield?
And
it's his co-star.
No, I don't know it.
Dude, you have to watch it.
The other
watch
guy is so funny. Russell.
Season.
Russell's
dude,
so fucking funny.
He has two
funny.
Older sisters and they bully the fuck out of him, dude. It's so fucking funny.
Fuck yeah.
No, I didn't get bullied like that, dude. Don't fucking do me like that.
Shit,
no,
fuck
yeah,
no, you didn't. You nice. Can kick your older sisters. At what point did you
up.
Rise up against them?
Fifth grade.
Nice.
I remember it.
That's what's up.
It was right around the Goldberg spear. I was watching Goldberg every night on WCW and I was like, oh, I can fucking spear anybody.
Fuck
my sisters who had bullied me for years.
How many sisters do you have?
I have two older sisters.
Do you have a bunch of siblings? Right?
Yeah, I have two older brothers and two little sisters and a little brother.
Damn, I think I think having siblings is
they did
super
not
important.
Waste,
to, like being funny, like
yeah,
I
can
they
see
did not
that.
Waste like, any crumb in the McCusker compound.
Nah, dude,
crumb was going
our
straight.
It was all in
kids.
The bathroom. It was a revolving door. Our bathroom was like a viewing booth. People were just lined to like get in there. And
you think your sisters were in the, were they in the line too?
I don't know. Oh,
fuck!
That's
sorry,
not good
sorry,
behavior.
Sorry, sorry.
Oh, I'm not mad.
No, that was inappropriate.
I'm not mad.
You can't talk about your sisters crumming.
No,
that's
no.
terrible.
Shit, fucking.
Benny, do you that's have true. Any siblings?
I do. I've got an older sister and a younger sister.
Nice.
Oh, so you're in the middle of the sister
I'm in the
sandwich.
Middle of the pack, yeah. Fucking A. I only punched my... You were talking about like
yeah.
being able to... like. I only punched my older sister once.
In, really?
In the yeah. face?
No, right in the fucking gut. I remember it.
Gut. Oh, God. I'm sure your sister would love to hear that description.
I feel bad. I don't
think you were reliving it. In that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like
she probably
there's a certain
it.
Like I at the time I think she totally did.
Be funny if it was last year.
She found that.
This is like
Tiger
this is a decade
magazine
ago.
Under your bed. She found that fucking John and Taylor Thomas poster. Look, I'm not fucking kidding.
She no, found a Petrified Sports Illustrated dude. It's just like
I was grounded for like a month, like a,
really?
A long time. Yeah, my parents had like a no violence.
About what? About hitting your sister?
Yeah, they were like immediately. Like,
my dad
no,
fucking one time
cool
cleared out
all.
The living room so I could box my sister.
Shit,
just beat the fuck out of me.
I feel bad, but in retrospect, I wish I hadn't. But
what? Punch your sister in her stomach? How old was she?
We were young, and she
what
was
she doing?
She like was not. She's just sad about it.
She said you punched her in the stomach?
I don't remember. I just remember
no,
punching.
You remember.
It had something to do with Pepsi is what I remember. But I can't tell you otherwise. I think she like...
She was hogging the fucking Pepsi.
Nah,
you wanted to
say something worse
you
than
had
that.
You had
to give her a fucking...
fucking sock
the worst
the
thing I've ever did to my sisters, it's more of a cowardly thing, is I sat there one day. I thought it was funny to throw crowns at the ceiling. Like drawing crayons or whatever.
Crayons. I always call them crowns.
Crayons.
So. Crayons.
Crowns.
Shit, crayons.
I was sitting there all day at the ceiling fan, throwing them. They'd hit the ceiling fan and fly across the room. And I'm like, this is so funny.
That's
and
great.
They'd hit the wall and they put like markings on the fan and the wall. And my dad, I was doing it in my sister's room. My dad came home and was like, Kathleen, just freaked out at her. Was probably like spanking her and
that's
shit.
My sister's name.
Kathleen, yeah, exactly. It's Irish people Kathy. Have all Kathys, dude. So my dad came home and I just like watched my dad spank my sister wrongfully and just sat there and was like, and I was like, I should say something. I was like, fuck it.
Nah, dude.
But I think she admitted under pressure. She's like, I know you did it. She was like, fine, I did it. And I was like,
damn.
Shit. Maybe she does throw them at the ceiling.
Kathy could also have been throwing crayons.
Dude, she was like, I didn't do it. Finally, she's like, fine, I did it.
She broke under torture. Broke that's what happened. That's why torture is not a reliable
I know.
Intel. So
fine,
eventually you're like, yeah, fuck, I did it.
I mean, she was a little girl. My dad's like, 6'1", just fucking jacked. And he's like, I know you did it. She's like, yeah, I did it.
Why the fuck are the crayons all over your room?
Like, I just sat there like, that was the most, that's worse than punching your sister in the stomach. I wish I punched my sister in the stomach. Yeah. Instead, I just let her get fucking spanked by my dad.
Yeah, God.
I did that too. I let my one sister get in trouble for something I did. And I vividly remember her crying in her room.
Oh.
And me sitting there like,
How'd you feel?
I confessed.
Oh, you did?
I confessed.
Shit. Better man than me.
I forget what the crime was.
What'd you get?
I was very young. No, I don't even remember. All I remember is her crying in her room.
And you just couldn't take it. Shit. Interesting.
Yeah.
We would just all get in trouble. Which was I don't remember that being much of a thing. Like if we were arguing or if like I fucked up or like, so, I mean, unless they obviously caught me fucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we would just all get punished. So I don't know. Bless you.
Yeah. We would all get, we would sit in the back of a Suburban and if like you were, there's like the first three, there's like two benches basically. So there'd be like the driver, passenger, bench, another bench. We'd all sit there, and if anyone was being a dick, my dad's arm would just come back and be like, "Stop!" Somebody. And you would just catch like fucking, you just get hit by a big hairy arm.
Oh my god!
Fucking A.
Exactly.
I like the A on that. Like, I don't know. I guess it's a British like fucking A.
I think it means that is. Fucking ass. Like I thought it literally was like fucking A. I thought it was I could be wrong. I thought it was abbreviation for like fucking ass.
Bloody Christ!
Is it fucking A like the crocodile hunter, or like fucking A is like fucking ass?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. That's, I say it often.
I do think fucking A is a British.
Really? Like fucking
A?
Yeah. Flying aces.
I thought people were not saying ass for some reason. They're going like fucking A. And I was like, that's weird.
I think it's the British saying fucking ass.
Yeah, I think.
But so like bloody is British, but it still means like piece of shit or I don't
know.
Gotcha,
gotcha.
It took me a while to figure out what artard was.
Really?
Yeah. It took me a while to be like, oh, retard.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I didn't understand why people were getting called artard.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It was...
I've never heard artard. Is that like a...
Ah, we used to say it back in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, fucking artard.
Artard is pretty fucking hilarious. Funny, dude.
Yeah, I asked you about your sexuality before we came down here.
Oh, yeah. And then you
I really didn't think we were going to talk about it at all. But I should have known old gay Matt over here is going to be rock hard for this interview.
I was over here having a good old time, dude.
So are you like into gay porn or something?
I didn't even ask.
No, I was leading the charge.
That sick and twisted theory about you being a good boy for your sister, dude, is just...
No, that's crazy.
You just said that.
Not being a good boy for my
sister. You
said
you like knowing that she hears
that.
No,
I don't like it. I'm saying I feel better knowing, like... Because she probably has never heard guys sitting around talking about what porn they... Like, most of the listeners...
Yes.
Probably not. She's never heard.
You don't think so?
Dudes be open about what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh yeah.
Be like, yeah, a little fucking tranny porn. Like nobody's fucking out there saying
that's
that.
That's true.
I think it's good for her. Anybody to be like, Shane's not a fucking weirdo like old Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, the fucking creep, dude.
Hey,
creep. You get the brunt of the attack because I'm the guest.
I don't get the brunt of the attack.
You're not putting up a fight. You've accepted the fact that you're bisexual. Matt, on the other hand,
I'm telling you, I'm not bisexual.
All right.
Why would I agree to watch? Like, if I was like harboring like a dark inner secret, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I've watched tranny porn. If I was like,
fucking
exactly. If I was harboring that,
Kike City,
I wouldn't be. Yeah, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Instead, I'd be like,
bisexual,
I only like this. I've traveled down the fucking. You walk down one part of the cave. You fucking wave your torch. You're like, nope, not.
That's what John Patton said about sucking dick. But Soder has this joke about. Like when he was a little kid, he always had that same deep voice and like the camera, he was watching a home video and he was playing pinball and like he just turns and faces the camera and he's like, if the lights go out, it means you're done. And it reminded me of this time because my sister is fucking jacked. Like she's not jacked, but she's got like broad fucking shoulders. Fuck it. She's jacked.
She could fuck people up.
She fucked people. She used to play basketball. She played power forward in college.
Yeah.
she used to fuck people up.
She could fuck somebody up. She'd fuck your sister up.
Yeah. Any listener, dude, my sister would fucking ground and pound your sister.
I'd put money on it.
Yeah, easy.
I got some big dog ants that might be able to give a run for her money.
Really?
Dude.
Anyway, so Katie like has always felt like, I shouldn't have named her. Whatever, fuck it. It's a compliment.
It is.
She's a great lady. She's awesome. Take it easy.
Sorry.
And so we were watching this home video, and it was all of us in like a kiddie pool. when we were little, and then Katie comes fucking strutting around the corner, dude, fucking jacked as fuck. Like, we were little kids. She was in, like, a one-piece swimsuit, just fucking swole, dude. I swear to God, she, like, strutted out like McGregor, dude. That's how she was walking. She was just, oh, my God, it was so funny. And then there was another one. We were fishing. We were deep-sea fishing on the same vacation, and somebody caught a mackerel. And the camera just turns, and there's Katie right in front of it. She's wearing a fucking Tasmanian devil, like, tall tee. And she looks at the camera and just goes, holy macaroli. Whoever's filming's like, all right, get the fuck out of here.
You see a big, hairy, knuckled hand push her face? Yeah, my dad. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. But her fucking coming out of the fucking, into the frame, just jacked as fuck, strutting in. And we were all watching it, and everybody just started dying laughing. Oh, like, everyone saw it, and it was so fucking funny. She was just a jacked 10-year-old just strutting in, dude. Oh, she's going to be pissed about this.
He called her jacked?
Yeah, she knows she's jacked. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, Caitlin, my girlfriend's fucking jacked
as
fuck.
You need a fucking buxom woman, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Buxom. If two people...
I don't think buxom means what you think it means.
It doesn't. What's buxom mean? Like a
buxom means like plump and voluptuous.
Oh,
I think.
Like a cherubic painting?
I believe so. Cherubic? No. Cherubic. There's another one. Cherubic.
I thought buxom means like a big fucking healthy girl, like a St. Pauli's girl. Fucking a milk maiden.
Let's see.
So like an intruder comes in, she could fucking fend him off while you got the gun.
We had a friend in high, the reason I know this is because we had a friend in like eighth grade who, do you remember, buxom of a woman, plump, essentially with large breasts is what that means.
All right. That's cool too.
Yeah, it is cool. But we had a friend who, I don't know if this happened. Well, it definitely happened. I don't know if you noticed it, but when everybody started hitting puberty, like nipples got puffy.
Yeah, you get that fucking shit in your nipples.
Yeah, like hard fucking nipples.
Yeah.
Well, my one friend just got tits. Like he was a skinny, normal kid just with huge tits.
Like
we used to call him buxom.
Nipples or tits?
Full. Well, his nipples were so big that it looked like he had tits.
I had a friend like that, dude.
Yeah, we used to call him buxom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we used to call him pepperoni nipples, dude. He had big, fat fucking pepperonis. Those things are, dude, they were like a stripper. They were like a 40-year-old stripper's nipples, and he had them at like 16.
Everybody got them. They were the worst.
Honkers. I've always had.
I didn't really get them, but.
I had a lump.
Little fucking lumps in there that hurt.
Yeah. That's all your testosterone coming out, dude.
Coming straight out of your fucking nips.
Out of your nipples, dude, and going right to your dick.
Cherubic.
It is cherubic.
It's cherubic.
Are you sure?
I'm not certain, but I think I'm like 99% on all of our.
I think I speak more
vocabulary
like British American.
Yeah.
Like I spell color like C-O-L-O-U-R.
There's a little pause there after the L.
Forgot how to spell it.